So I'm just trying to think of an example that I did. So at one point I had a DSLR camera and I wanted to take time lapses with it, but it didn't have a built-in function. So I got a little Arduino that would, I think all I did was, I think I had a transistor. I got a transistor controlled by Arduino that, like, every second closed, just closed the transistor, just shorted across the transistor. And then I worked out which pins on the camera would trigger the shutter. And I just let that. And basically, when you plug the battery in, the transistor just closed every second, and it would take a photo every second. So that project, I don't know. It was way more than that. I did loads on it, but it was way more complicated. But from that little project, an employer would love to hear about that because I started with some equipment and a problem. I thought creatively about how I could solve that problem. I deemed it a transistor and an Arduino with what I needed because I needed an electronically controlled switch and some kind of control electronics to control the electronically controlled switch. So I then used my initiative, I found the component, I wrote a little bit of software that closed the switch every second, did some research, worked out the interface to the camera. I then managed to successfully connect the camera back to the transistor in a safe way that worked. And I was then able to go out and take time lapses with my DSLR, doing something that I couldn't do before. So, like, an employer would love to hear about something like that because I've used my own initiative. I've gone out and built something myself rather than buying something. I've picked some components. I've designed the system. I've integrated it with another system. It worked. And I went out and was able to take time lapses. So, just a little something like that. Like, I can talk about how I've done component selection, how I've done planning, design. Maybe I could even do some option selection. I could talk about how I did consider using a relay for it, but a relay would need an external power supply and it would need more space. And it would be noisy and it might get some debouncing on a relay, which you wouldn't get on a transistor. And it was bulkier and it was more expensive. Even though what I'm trying to get at is even just a tiny, tiny project, you can say to an employer about how much you can pad it out and just say like how much thought and consideration you put into this. Obviously, it's tricky for you because you've no industry experience. You don't really understand what a company are looking for. But I can, if you've got questions, I can help with that. So yeah, so I can talk about so sorry, going back to my little time lapse thing that I made. So yeah, I could talk loads about option selection, a concept design, maybe how I did it on a breadboard first to check it would work. I started with a relay, but then decided a relay wouldn't work, so I used a transistor instead. I then had to fit it, I then had to solder it all and test it all and make sure it worked. Then I had to interface it with the camera, and it all worked at the end of the day. And I've gone through so many engineering steps here. I've gone through like a paper-based design, a concept design, the detailed design. I've done the fire manufacturing. I've done some research about how it will integrate with other things. I've done down selection of components. I've done some testing of it before I connected to my camera, so I didn't damage the camera. Then once it was ready, I managed to connect it to my camera. And I tested it with the camera and it worked. So even though it could only be an afternoon's project, you could literally talk about it in interview for like 25 minutes about just this little thing. And like, they'll ask you, so how did you approach selecting the components? Or what made you want to do it? Or what did you achieve? Or what did you learn? Things that I learned, I don't know. I did, it was like 10 years ago I did this. They say, what did you learn? I'd say I learn about, I don't really know. It's quite hard thinking on your feet though. Like, I'm trying to think what did I learn from it? I guess I learn a lot about, I learn about, I don't know, I'm struggling. I'd have to a bit of interview prep if I wanted to say what I learned, but I guess I learned about integrating like an active piece of electronics with a microcontroller, interfacing them with an external system, which was the camera. I learned about following the engineering design cycle myself and the value of it to the project. So even though at the start I could have just thrown a few components, soldered them to some Vera board and connected them to the camera, I didn't do that. I started by going through the natural design life cycles that you do through good, diligent engineering design. So like a concept design, a detailed design, manufacturing and some testing I did that in a way that made sure nothing got damaged. So the power supply for the microcontroller had to be a very, very controlled voltage, so it didn't over voltage the chips and damage them. The interface to the camera needed to make sure it was right, so it didn't damage the camera and send any dangerous voltages into the camera. So I had to make sure that the transistor was connected in a way and the correct transistor was used, so that when I connected to my camera, I didn't damage my camera or the microcontroller or the transistor. I packaged it all up into a little box, and it was coming up with the correct way of powering it all. It was quite complicated, and I ended up, it worked. It turned out that a 9-volt battery, like a little a cube battery, was the right amount of could provide the current and the voltage I needed to power the microcontroller, and it would last for quite a long time. So that was what I decided. And it was quite simple. I needed a simple problem, because you just get a little trailing lead with the hot shoe on it, so you can just clip the battery in. So I learned quite a lot about the value of a full engineering design process, even for such a simple application. And yeah, the reason why I might say to you, so what made you start on this project? You can say, well, I had some spare time at the weekends, and I could have just watched telly or play video games or something, but I really do enjoy solving problems like Legos and things like that, like problem solving computer games, something that I really enjoy. But I had this new knowledge from university about microcontrollers and like semiconductors, so I wanted to try, and I also had this problem where I wanted to take time lapses with my camera. So I felt like there was an opportunity there for me to apply what I'd learned at university, do some additional learning, and complete a project that would meet my desire to do some engineering, meet my desire to do some problem solving, and solve a real world problem I had. So I used my weekend and my spare time to undertake this project. And that's why I did it.